Are you all blessed tonight? Are you blessed that you came here tonight? Yesterday, the Lord spoke to me and said very clearly, I will do mighty miracles in this year. Lord, prophecy is given me last night until this morning, and I will speak it out this day on Sunday. And God has revealed a lot of things that God wants to do in this world, be it in our personal life. And I believe God is preparing me too in the days to come to be sharper than ever before. And I pray today you will see miracles and signs and wonders, definitely. If your heart is desirous of seeing things of God's creation, God seeing things that God wants to plant in our lives, I'm sure God is going to do a miracle work in our life. And you've got to start that with us, himself. It's not about others, it's about us. It's about our individual self. Do not look to the left, do not look to the right and complain, but look at yourself. And let's look at ourselves and deeper inside and explore more and more of Christ inside us. And I assure you this, something great is going to happen in this church. Amen. I'm going to repeat again, something is great going to happen in this church. A great explosion in this church. And God is going to do mighty works. Be prepared. Amen. I'm just overwhelmed by the worship today. I know they're very good worshipers. When I went down, it's always, they led me into the spirit. I'm always on the floor. And I believe that you'll also experience the same thing on Sunday, this coming Sunday. And I pray that we'll have a longer time of worship. If we can come a little bit earlier, we'd like to start at 10 o'clock. Let's worship God first. Let's worship God. And worship God just more and more. Because God wants us to worship him. God showed me about Mary. He says, explore Mary. I want you to explore Mary the different way as theologians explore her. You'll find in Mary's life, Mary is not Mary of Magdala. If you see Mary of Bathsheba, you'll find this woman is different. Sister. She's entirely different from the others. She doesn't speak a word. She just falls on the feet of Jesus Christ. Whereas Martha will always like to debate, say something. But Mary was not that character. Mary had a character. Every time she sees Jesus, she just falls on her face, on his feet. Go back and read the gospel and find out about this woman, Mary. And that's what God wants to teach us today. Just to see him and just worship him, nothing else. Don't debate, don't ask. Just worship him and the Lord will grant what is due to us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So I'm blessed today to have a brother to me, and also a pastor, Abednego, and his wife. She's not here upstairs, I think. And it's also here. And together with them is a whole team of them. You'll find the team consists of the sons. Two sons here. Almost all of them are his sons, spiritual sons, but two of them are his sons, Andrew and Jonathan. And the wife who led, Andrew's wife who led worship just now, she's just standing right there, daughter-in-law of Pastor Abed. And the others are also in the same family with them together. And I pray that today, as we are about to hear the word of God, I do not know why the interpreter supposed to interpret today could not come. Not that he doesn't want to come, but somehow or other, his head was so heavy from morning he tried to sleep, he could not. And he could not get over his problem of his head. He SMS to me, please forgive me. Then tell the crowd that it's just that. I told him that I've already SMS'd that you are going to interpret today. But he said, please ask for forgiveness. Because somehow or other, he can't overcome. He's been praying and he's a pastor, Pastor Matthew Singh. He could not overcome the pain in his head. So he could not come here today. So we pray. There must be a reason why God is doing this to us today. So we pray that God will open our spirit to hear in Bahasa. Hello? It's a challenge. Every time there's a challenge, there is a breakthrough. So that your spirit man will be broken through today, that you'll be able to hear something that you can't understand, you think so, but God wants to have a heart for the people who speak that language. Amen? So when we have a heart for the people who want to live, speak the language, we have to hear them out. So the only way to hear them out is to not to understand, but to hear them in the spirit. Amen? I can't interpret. I only can ask Brother Brian whether he can come and interpret for us a little bit. But I believe Pastor Abed will be able to speak to us in Bahasa. He will not speak in Bahasa Indonesia. He will try his level best to speak in Bahasa. He told me, assured me. But I pray Brian can come and help us wherever he can help us out, where he can interpret. If you can, Brother Brian. I just want to thank the Greja Pentecosta Emmanuel Rehoboth. That's where the church name is in Solo. I remember speaking to you all that when I went there the first time, I could not get myself awake. I was sleepy. And this is the church which brought me there at that time. And they all are witnesses of miracles. They are witnesses of signs and wonders. They are witnesses of things what happened there. And I pray you can ask one of them to speak to you all about the testimony. And I pray this time they will give us the testimony before they leave. What God did in the Solo when we went there together with Brother Joseph at the time. And I pray that God will do something here today. God has brought, yesterday we had a journey of spiritual warfare. And God opened the eyes and showed us something in Malacca yesterday. So God opened the eyes of Pastor Abed and also every one of them to see something, to be a breakthrough for us, for the nation of Malaysia. And I pray that we will also see that you all will also come together. As we celebrate today, the day, it's not a day of mourning. Today, many of us think it's a day of mourning. It's not a mourning. God himself came down today to become the sacrifice. So we must rejoice that is somebody who is willing to become like us to take away our sins. Do not mourn. It's not mourning day. It's not our actions. Today, I believe there are many of them. The hometown I come from, in Malacca, you will see in newspaper tomorrow that people are going to carry crosses. They're going to do something and they're going to carry candlelights. That's not what Jesus wants us to do. But Jesus wants us to be the light for the world and the salt for the world. And I pray as Pastor today speaks today, he will give into our spirit man the things that God has put in his heart for this church. And I pray that you'll hear him. I'd like to welcome Pastor Abednego, the pastor of Greja Pentecosta Emmanuel Rehoboth. Come, Pastor. Sila.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Saya senang sekali bisa ada di tempat ini.
I'm very pleased to be here today.
Saya mengenal Pastor Jim sungguh menjadi seorang hamba Tuhan yang sangat memberkati saya.
I know Pastor Jim as a humble servant of God who blesses me a lot.
Satu hal, banyak hal yang Pastor Jim sampaikan secara nubuatan.
One thing that Pastor prophesied on me.
Banyak hal yang terjadi luar biasa dalam pelayanan saya.
There was a lot of miracle that happened in my ministry.
Saya mengenal banyak hamba Tuhan yang berbicara mengenai nubuatan.
I know a lot of humble servant of God who gave prophecies.
Tetapi saya mengenal beberapa hamba Tuhan saja yang berbicara itu tepat sekali.
But I know very few whose prophecies are very sharp and very accurate.
Dan saya kenal Pastor Jim adalah seorang hamba Tuhan itu.
And I know Pastor James was one of the prophets whose prophecy was very sharp and accurate.
Puji Tuhan.
Praise God.
Satu kesempatan saya berterima kasih kepada Tuhan.
I have an opportunity to thank God.
Karena Tuhan memberi kesempatan saya bisa ada di tempat ini.
Because God gave me the opportunity to be here today.
Berapa tahun yang lalu, berapa tahun yang lalu saya diizinkan bersama tim ada di Penang.
Years ago, I have opportunity to with the team with Pastor James to be in Penang.
Yeah, Tuhan membawa kami dengan tim untuk melayani dalam sebuah conference yang Paul Ang buat di Penang.
God gave us the opportunity to serve or to minister in a conference, a Christian conference led by Paul Ang.
Yeah, Paul Ang. Yeah. Kemudian juga Tuhan izinkan saya dibawa ke Johor bersama tim.
And God allow us to be together with the team to go to Johor.
Yang saya tahu,
what I know is,
bahwa kami sebenarnya tidak ada apa-apanya.
That we actually do not know what is the purpose.
Yeah, tidak ada apa-apanya sama sekali.
There's nothing for us to do.
Kami hanya sebuah alat.
We are just a vessel.
Kalau Tuhan tidak memakai kami,
if God doesn't use us,
segala sesuatu yang tidak ada artinya.
Then we are nothing and everything is not meaningful.
Jadi kami merasa kalau kami ada di tempat ini,
so if we feel that we are here today,
itu karena Tuhan.
That is because of God.
Sekali lagi, karena Tuhan.
Once again, it is because of God.
Yeah. Kami merasa tidak ada gunanya sama sekali.
We feel that it's utterly useless.
Kalau Roh Kudus tidak ada di dalam kita.
If the Holy Spirit is not with us.
Saya pikir saudara juga demikian.
We feel that, brothers and sisters, you feel the same.
Amen.
Amen.
Hal yang saya dapatkan dari Tuhan malam ini.
One thing that I learned from God tonight.
Bahwa sebenarnya ada sesuatu yang luar biasa di dalam kita.
Is that there's something extraordinary
saya boleh katakan,
us.
Saya mau katakan malam ini.
I want to say tonight.
Kalau kita mengenal siapa Yesus di dalam kita.
If we know the true God, the true Jesus in our life.
Saya pikir saudara akan berpikir dengan pikiran saya yang sama.
I feel that you have the same thought as mine.
Kita menjadi orang yang tidak terbatas.
We will be somebody who have no limitation.
Amen.
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 Sekali lagi saya ulangi.
I repeat again.
Kalau kita mengerti siapa Yesus di dalam kita,
if we know who is Christ in us,
kita menjadi orang yang tidak ada batasnya.
We will be somebody who has no limits.
Hal-hal yang terbaik bukan di belakang kita.
All the best things are not behind us.
Tapi hal yang terbaik ada di depan kita.
But the best things are in front of us, ahead of us.
Saudara percaya?
Do you believe in it?
Saudara percaya?
Do you believe in it?
Amen.
Amen.
Itu sebabnya saya punya satu gairah dalam melayani Tuhan.
That's why I have a passion in serving God.
Karena saya tahu banyak hal yang belum saya lihat.
Because I know there are a lot of things that I have not seen.
Apa banyak hal yang tidak pernah timbul dalam hati saya.
What are the things that I have not seen?
Bahkan itu tidak pernah ada dalam pikiran saya.
Was never in my mind.
Tetapi akan saya lihat di depan saya.
But I'm sure that I will see it in front of me.
Dan itu pasti terjadi dengan saudara juga.
And I'm sure that the same will happen to you as well.
Ketika kita ada di dalam Yesus Kristus.
As long as we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Puji Tuhan.
Praise God.
Saya mau sampaikan beberapa hal dengan dengan cepat.
I would like to deliver a few message, simple message tonight.
Ada 7 hal yang terpenting malam ini kita merayakan hari Paskah, hari kematian Yesus ini.
There are 7 things that we need to know in the celebration of tonight's Good Friday service.
Saya percaya 7 hal ini amat penting untuk seluruh hidup kita.
I believe that these 7 things that I'm going to speak of is very important to every one of us in our lives.
Dan kita ketika kita memahami 7 hal ini,
and as we understand these 7 things,
saya percaya cara hidup kita akan berubah.
I believe that the way we live our life will be different.
Perjalanan kita akan berubah.
Our way will be different.
Seluruh hidup kita akan berubah.
The whole of our life will be different.
7 hal yang penting ini saya mau sampaikan yang pertama.
These 7 matters that I like to speak about, the first one is,
yaitu tentang darah Yesus yang menetes bercampur peluh keringat.
The first thing is about the blood of Christ who mixed with his tears and his sweat.
Ya. Yesus pertama kali meneteskan darah bukan di atas kayu salib.
The first time that Christ shed blood was not on the cross.
Tapi Yesus meneteskan darah pertama kali mengeluarkan pertama kali ada di Taman Getsemani.
But the first time that Christ shed blood was at Getsemani.
Nah, tahukah saudara, pertama kali Yesus mengeluarkan darah, meneteskan darah ada di Getsemani.
Do you know that the first time Christ shed blood was in Getsemani?
Ketika dia dalam pergumulan antara melawan kehendak diri dan mengikut kehendak Bapanya.
There was a time that when he was striving between his own will and his needs and also the will of his Father in heaven.
Ini pesan yang penting sekali ketika kita tahu tentang darah Yesus.
This is a very important message as we examine the meaning of the blood of God, Jesus.
Karena ini merupakan sesuatu bagian yang menjadi berkat atas kita.
Because it is something something God given us that blesses us.
Yaitu ketika Yesus melawan kehendak dirinya.
That is when Christ fights against his own will.
dan mengikuti kehendak Bapanya.
And follows the will of the Father.
30 tahun Yesus selalu berkata, kehendak Bapa-Ku yang aku ikuti.
For 30 years Christ has always said, it is the will of the Father that I will follow.
Tapi baru kali ini dia berkata, kalau boleh cawan ini lalu daripadaku.
And it is only this time that Christ said, if it's okay, please let this cup of suffering pass through me.
Ini pertama kali Yesus bergumul, meminta kalau boleh cawan ini lalu.
This is the only time that Jesus cried out and asked that if it's possible that the cup pass over him.
Sampai akhirnya dalam pergumulan ini,
until the time that the very last time that he cried out,
dia sampai pembuluh darah di bawah pori-porinya menjadi pecah.
That he pleaded so deeply that he sweated blood.
Dan akhirnya keluar darah itu bercampur dengan keringat.
That his capillaries, his blood vessels actually broke and the blood came out together with the sweat.
Itu rasa tertekan yang begitu besar, yang begitu berat dialami oleh seorang manusia.
There was such great pressure, such great stress on a human being.
Sehingga secara medis hal itu bisa terjadi kepada setiap orang.
That things like this
bisa terjadi kepada semua orang.
That things like it may happen to everyone also.
Tapi saya percaya.
But I believe.
Pesan penting ini untuk kita adalah.
The important message for every one of us is.
Yaitu Yesus sudah memenangkan kehendak manusia.
That Christ overcame the will of man.
Untuk tunduk kepada kehendak Bapanya.
To bow down to the will of the Father.
Saya percaya.
I believe.
Kemenangan itu ada di dalam kita sekarang.
The victory is among us also.
Amen.
Amen.
Tidak ada alasan untuk kita mengikuti kehendak kita.
There's no excuse for us to follow our own will.
Tuhan memampukan kita untuk kita bisa mengikuti kehendak Bapa.
God will enable us to follow God's will.
Ketika kita berkata ya terhadap kehendak Bapa,
as soon as we say yes to Father God,
kasih karunia Tuhan,
His grace,
melalui Yesus Kristus,
through Christ Jesus,
akan ada dalam hidup kita.
Will be in our lives.
Sehingga kita hari demi hari,
as we go through life day by day,
bisa berjalan.
We will be able to go.
Bisa
life
berjalan.
Day. We will be able to go through life.
Mengikuti
day by day,
kehendak Bapa.
Following God's will.
Amen.
Amen.
Karena kemampuan itu,
because the will
sudah ada,
is already
di dalam kita semuanya.
In us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yang kedua,
the second thing is
tentang bilur-bilur, luka-luka bilur yang ada di seluruh tubuh Yesus.
It's about all the stripes on the body of Christ.
Darah yang kedua yang mengalir,
the second blood that flow out,
yaitu keluar dari seluruh tubuh Yesus.
Was from the body of Christ.
Tahukah saudara?
Do you know my brothers and sisters?
Ketika tentara Romawi menghajar Yesus,
when the Roman soldiers mock Christ,
dengan
and
cambuk kulit yang di seluruh cambuk itu ada besi tajam yang bisa mengait.
Yeah, with the lashes, with they're filled with nails that can crawl out flesh from the back.
Nah, ketika cambuk itu dicambukkan ke tubuh manusia,
and when that whip was on a man's body,
berapa banyak kulit yang terkait dan terkelupas,
so
lepas.
Many skins and flesh was being torn off.
Nah, firman Tuhan menulis di dalam kitab Yesaya,
the word of God says in the Bible,
bahwa tubuhnya penuh dengan luka, bilur-bilurnya telah menyembuhkan kita.
That body of Christ has so many stripes and his stripes has healed us.
Kata bilur-bilur,
the stripes,
itu memiliki arti luka yang terbuka.
There's a meaning to the stripes. The stripes means that they are open wound.
Sekali lagi, bilur itu bukan sebuah goresan yang kecil.
That this stripe is just not a gash or a small wound.
Tetapi luka yang terbuka karena besi yang mengait seluruh kulitnya itu.
But it's a heavy wound. It's a serious wound that the flesh is being torn open.
Haleluya.
Haleluya.
Oleh karena darah yang keluar dari seluruh tubuh Yesus itu.
Because of the blood that flow out of the body of Christ.
Firman Tuhan mengatakan,
the word of God says,
oleh bilurnya,
because of by his stripes,
kamu telah disembuhkan.
We are healed.
Amen.
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 Kemenangan kita adalah
our victory is
kalau kita di dalam Yesus Kristus,
if we are in Christ,
berarti tidak ada penyakit baru.
That means there won't be any sickness and illness in our life.
Dunia boleh muncul dengan penyakit baru.
That the world may have new diseases.
Bagi Tuhan tidak ada penyakit baru.
But for God there's no
seluruh penyakit disease. Sudah dikalahkan di atas kayu
all
salib.
All the diseases and illness has been overcome by God.
Karena seluruh tubuh Yesus terbuka dengan luka.
Because the whole body of Christ was open with wounds.
Tidak ada penyakit baru di hadapan Tuhan.
There won't be any new disease in front of God.
Tapi yang ada adalah
but what we have is
seluruh penyakit
all the illnesses and diseases
sudah dikalahkan oleh Yesus.
Has been overcome by God.
Sehingga kemenangan kita adalah
until our victory is
apapun sakit kita
whatever illness that we face
Tuhan mampu menyembuhkan.
God can heal us.
Amen.
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 Yang ketiga,
and the third thing is
luka yang lain,
the other injury,
yaitu luka memar. Luka yang tidak keluar darahnya. Macam kulit biru, ada warna biru. Dipukul ada warna biru.
Like, yeah, bruises that there wasn't any blood shown or any blood shed. It could be like bruises on the head or on the face.
Alkitab menulis dalam kitab Amsal pasal 20 ayat 30.
The word of God says,
oleh karena pukulan,
because of the strike.
Ya, karena saya akan baca di dalam Amsal pasal 20. Amsal Sulaiman pasal 20.
Proverbs, is it?
Ayat yang ke-30.
Proverbs 20 verse 30. Bilau-bilau yang berdarah membersihkan kejahatan dan pukulan membersihkan lubuk hati. Proverbs verse chapter 20 verse 30.
Dalam bahasa Indonesia dikatakan bilur-bilur.
The blueness of a wound cleanses away evil. So do stripes, the inward parts of the belly.
Ya, membersihkan kejahatan dan pukulan membersihkan lubuk hati. Rupanya Yesus juga dipukul. Kena pukul oleh tentara Romawi. Nah, sekarang saya mau jelaskan ada luka dalam tubuh Yesus, yaitu darah yang tidak keluar. Darah yang tidak keluar, tapi darah yang tertahan.
There are certain injuries that Christ suffered that the blood was not shed out of the body, but the blood was actually inside. It's just like a blue black eye or a bruised face.
Firman Tuhan mengatakan di dalam ayat 30, pukulan membersihkan lubuk hati.
The word of God in Proverbs 20 verse 30 says, the blueness of a wound cleanses away evil.
Nah, lubuk hati ini adalah sesuatu keinginan, kecenderungan untuk kita kembali ke hidup lama.
What this evil here means that is our tendency or what our own fleshly desire to go back to what we were before.
Sekalipun kita sudah jadi orang Kristen,
although we have become a Christian,
seringkali
very iblis, often
iblis membawa kita untuk mengingatkan masa lalu kita.
The devil will cause us to remember the past.
Beberapa orang Kristen
of several Christians
membiarkan pikiran yang lama itu kembali dalam pikirannya.
Allow that these thoughts of the past to go into our mind.
Iblis berusaha untuk masuk ke tempat yang lama lagi.
The devil will always wants to cause us to go back to the previous time.
Nah, saudara tahu tidak bahwa itu merupakan cara iblis untuk membawa kita kembali ke hidup lama kita?
Do you know that is the way how the devil would want to bring us back into the time past?
Tuhan telah memenangkan hal ini untuk kita.
God has already overcome the world today for us.
Bahwa kecenderungan untuk kita mau kembali kepada dosa yang lama,
but it is our own tendency to go back to the past.
Sudah dikalahkan oleh Yesus.
It's already overcome by God.
Ketika Jesus. Kita minta kasih karunia-Nya,
when we ask for his grace,
Tidak ada kekuatan yang lama kembali kepada kita.
There's nothing from the past that can hinder us, that can come back and grab us.
Saya percaya.
I believe.
Anugerah Yesus Kristus.
The gift of God.
Akan memberikan kemampuan kepada kita.
Will enable us.
Tidak pernah bisa menoleh ke belakang lagi.
That we shall not look back again.
Tapi kita akan melihat ke depan
But
terus.
We shall look forward.
Mencapai panggilan surgawi.
To take up our own calling.
Sampai seluruh apa yang Tuhan janjikan itu.
Until all that God has promised.
Dikenapi dalam hidup kita.
Will be fulfilled in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Puji Tuhan.
Praise God.
Yang keempat, saya mau sampaikan luka yang lain.
The fourth item is the other injuries.
Yang pertama tadi.
The first one I mentioned just now was.
Ada darah yang keluar bersama keringat Yesus.
Is a blood that came out together with the sweat.
Yang kedua.
The second one is.
Ada luka di seluruh tubuh Yesus.
Is the wounds that is all over the body of Christ.
Yang ketiga.
And the third one is.
Ada luka yang tertahan. Karena Indonesia bilang memar.
Yeah, is the injury, the internal injury that God suffered, that Christ, Jesus Christ suffered.
Yang keempat.
The fourth one is.
Luka di kepala karena mahkota duri.
The injury that is caused by the thorns, the crown of thorns on Jesus' head.
Kemenangan apa yang Tuhan berikan kepada kita melalui darah Yesus yang keluar di kepala Yesus?
So what kind of victory has Jesus given us through the blood that flow out from the head because of this crown of thorns?
Saudara bisa bayangkan ketika tentara Romawi memakaikan mahkota duri yang dianyam dan dipasangkan dengan paksa ke kepala Yesus.
We can imagine the time when the Roman soldiers forced this crown of thorns that was being put together and forcibly put it onto the head and the blood oozes out.
Saya yakin waktu itu tentara Romawi tidak mengukur berapa sentimeter kepala Yesus besarnya lalu dibuat dengan pas begitu.
I'm sure the Roman soldiers didn't measure the head, the size very nicely so that, you know, the crown actually fits.
Yeah. Dia asal buat itu mahkota itu.
But as long as the thorns is actually looks like a crown.
Ketika ia pasangkan.
As it's being put on Jesus' head.
Dengan paksa.
Forcibly.
Sudah bayangkan berapa banyak luka di sekitar tubuh Yesus.
You can imagine there are so many
kepala Yesus itu.
So many wounds on the head of Jesus.
Kemudian tentara Romawi mengambil bulu. Mengambil semacam tongkat.
And then the Roman soldiers also took out staff.
Dan dipukulkan ke kepala Yesus yang ada mahkota duri.
And hit on the head of Jesus Christ with the crown of thorns on it.
Tuhan mau bicara hal yang penting malam ini untuk darah Yesus yang keluar di kepala Yesus.
God want to tell us this important message about the blood that came out from the head.
Yang dipasangkan
Jesus.
Kepala Yesus adalah onak duri.
What was being put on Christ's head is actually the thorns of life.
Dalam Kejadian pasal 3 ayat 17 sampai 19.
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 17 to 19.
Menceritakan tentang adanya onak duri itu pertama kali ada di dunia.
It talks about the first time thorns was mentioned.
Itu karena dosa manusia.
Is because of the sin of man.
Sehingga yang dihasilkan bumi ini, tanah ini adalah onak dan duri.
That there will be suffering and there will be pains and thorns in this life because of sin.
Itu awalnya manusia mengalami kemiskinan dan kemelaratan.
That was the first time man suffered poverty and also bad things that happened.
Dia harus mengerjakan, mengusahakan segala sesuatu di tanah yang dikutuk Tuhan.
Yeah, man has to strive, has to work to make a living.
Alkitab menulis bahwa yang dihasilkan adalah onak duri.
God say that what man strive for to work is actually the thorn and thistles? Thorn and thistles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Itu berbicara tentang kemiskinan, kemelaratan.
That was talking about the poverty and also the suffering.
Itu sebabnya Yesus mengambil onak duri itu di kepalanya.
That was why God, I mean Jesus took this.
Dan itu berbicara bahwa kemiskinan dan kemelaratan itu
was talking about all the poverty and all
sudah diambil oleh Yesus Kristus.
Already been taken by Jesus Christ.
Tuhan menjanjikan keberhasilan bagi setiap orang di dalam Yesus.
God have really taken out all this suffering and he promises goodness Amen. Upon our Amen. Lives. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jadi saya percaya kalau hari ini
I believe today.
Kalau kita belum melihat sesuatu perubahan dalam ekonomi kita,
if we haven't seen any improvement in our economy,
Tuhan berjanji,
God promises that
di depan kita,
that in front of us,
ada banyak hal-hal yang terbaik yang Tuhan sediakan.
There are a lot of good things in front of us.
Asal kita setia kepada Tuhan.
As long as we are ready for God.
Karena Yesus sudah mengambil kemiskinan itu.
Because God has already taken out the poverty of our,
Amen.
Of our lives.
Yang Amen. Kelima.
And the fifth.
Yang kelima, tempat mana lagi yang Yesus keluarkan darah? Tangan.
Where else has God shed blood?
Ya, tangan yang di lubang paku.
The hand that was pierced with the nails.
Nah, Tuhan mau bicara apa tentang tangan yang di lubang paku ini?
So what does God say about this hand that was being nailed?
Firman Tuhan berkata di dalam Kejadian pasal 39 ayat 2 sampai 3.
The word of God says in Genesis Chapter 39, verse 2 to 3.
Menceritakan tentang keberhasilan Yusuf.
It talks about Joseph's
di rumah Potifar.
In Joseph's success.
Ya, keberhasilan Yusuf di rumah Potifar. Yeah. Firman Tuhan mengatakan bahwa apapun yang dikerjakan tangan Yusuf, Tuhan buat berhasil.
The word of God says that whatever Joseph did, God blesses it.
Amen.
Amen.
Apapun yang dikerjakan oleh tangan Yusuf, Tuhan buat berhasil.
Whatever things that Joseph did through his hand, God blesses it.
Tahukah saudara?
Do you know?
Bahwa di luar Yesus.
That.
Di luar Yesus.
Outside of Christ.
Yeah. Di luar Yesus akan banyak kegagalan.
That there will be a lot of failures.
Apapun yang dikerjakan manusia di dunia ini di luar Yesus.
Everything that man pursues outside of Christ.
Tidak ada jaminan keberhasilan.
There is no guarantee of success.
Mereka boleh berhasil hanya sementara.
They can only have temporary success.
Tetapi di dalam Yesus.
But in Christ.
Tuhan menjamin keberhasilan itu.
God guarantees success.
Karena Tuhan yang membuat berhasil.
Because the success comes from God.
Bukan manusia yang berusaha.
Not from man.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bahkan tangan yang penuh dengan darah itu adalah bukti bahwa Tuhan akan membuat orang-orang dalam Yesus akan dibuat berhasil.
That this proof that no the Jesus hands who shed blood who was being pierced by this nail that God promises that everything for those brothers and sisters who are in Christ, whatever that they do will come to fruitfulness, will come to success.
Amen.
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 Kita percaya tangan-tangan ini adalah tangan-tangan yang akan dibuat Tuhan berhasil.
Do we believe that all these hands that we have are enabled
Amen.
By God?
Amen. Bahkan bukan tangan ini aja dibuat berhasil. Markus 16 ayat 18.
That not only this hand will be successful.
Saya akan baca Markus 16 ayat 18.
In Mark 16.
Ya, yeah, Markus 16 ayat 18.
18. Chapter 16 verse 18.
Yeah. Mereka akan memegang ular dan sekalipun mereka minum racun maut, mereka tidak akan mendapat celaka. Mereka akan meletakkan tangannya atas orang sakit dan orang itu akan sembuh.
They shall take up serpents and if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
Amen.
Tuhan menguduskan tangan kita untuk menjadi berkat banyak orang.
God will use Amen. Our hands to even bless people.
Itu sebabnya tangan Tuhan harus lubang, harus keluar darah.
That's why Jesus' hand has to be pierced.
Puji Tuhan. Yang keenam. Yang keenam.
The number six.
Tempat yang lain yang Yesus harus mengeluarkan darah.
The other part of Christ's body that has to shed blood.
Yaitu kaki Yesus.
That was the feet of Christ.
Kita menulis kakinya di paku.
We also read about the feet of Christ being pierced by the nails.
Tuhan mau berbicara hal apa bagi kita malam ini mengenai darah Yesus di kakinya yang keluar darah.
So what does God want to tell us today regarding the blood that was shed from the foot of Christ?
Saya akan aja membaca Ulangan pasal 11. Kitab Ulangan. Ayat 24 dan 25.
Chapter 24, verse 25.
Yeah. 24 dan 25.
25.
Ulangan.
Deuteronomy.
Ayat pasal 11.
Chapter 11.
Ayat 24 sampai 25.
Verse 24 until 25.
Setiap tempat yang diinjak oleh telapak kakimu, kamulah yang akan memilikinya. Mulai dari padang gurun sampai padang gunung sampai gunung Libanon, dan dari sungai itu yaitu sungai Efrat sampai laut sebelah barat akan menjadi daerahmu. Tidak akan ada yang dapat bertahan menghadapi kamu. Tuhan Allahmu akan membuat seluruh negeri yang kau injak itu menjadi gemetar dan takut kepadamu seperti yang dijanjikan Tuhan kepadamu.
Deuteronomy 11 verse 24 says, every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall
Hallelujah.
No man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that has ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
Ada sesuatu pesan Tuhan melalui darah Yesus yang keluar dari kakinya.
There was something that God wanted to say about the blood that was shed from the
Christ. Tuhan memulihkan kuasa yang hilang itu kembali kepada gerejanya.
God will restore what was lost to his church.
Jadi sebenarnya Anda dan saya tidak perlu takut.
That's why you and I should not be afraid.
Karena otoritas itu dikembalikan oleh Yesus.
Because the authority has been restored by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Di mana kita berada,
everywhere that we step upon,
Tuhan akan menyertai.
God will follow us. God will be with us.
Bahkan di mana kita berada,
that even where we are,
Tuhan akan memberkati kita.
God will bless us.
Lukas pasal 10. Lukas pasal 10.
Luke chapter 10.
Ya. Yeah. Lukas pasal 10 ayat yang ke-17 sampai 19.
Verse 17 to 19. Luke chapter 10 verse 17 to 19.
Lukas 10, 17 sampai 19. Kemudian ke-70 murid itu kembali dengan gembira dan berkata, Tuhan juga setan-setan takluk kepada kami oleh demi namamu. Lalu kata Yesus kepada mereka, aku melihat iblis jatuh seperti kilat dari langit. Sesungguhnya aku telah memberikan kuasa kepada kamu untuk menginjak ular dan kalajengking, dan kuasa untuk menahan kekuatan musuh sehingga tidak ada yang akan membahayakan kamu. Saya ulangi ayat 19. Sesungguhnya aku telah memberikan kuasa kepada kamu untuk menginjak ular dan kalajengking, dan kuasa untuk menahan kekuatan musuh sehingga tidak ada yang akan membahayakan kamu.
Luke in chapter 10 verse 17 to 18 says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Saudara lihat bagaimana Tuhan harus mengeluarkan darah, harus dipaku kakinya.
Brothers and sisters, we see how Jesus Christ.
Karena Tuhan memberikan wewenang otoritas kepada kita sebagai anak-anak kerajaan.
how Jesus Christ need to have his leg, his feet pierced and blood shed out so that he will give us the authority as sons of God.
Amen. Amen. Berapa Amen. Banyak saudara percaya bahwa langkah kaki kita itu disertai dan diberi otoritas oleh Tuhan.
Brothers and sisters, how much do you believe that every step that we take is with God and is given authority by God?
Amen.
Amen.
Puji Tuhan. Yang Praise terakhir.
God. And the last point.
Darah Yesus keluar dari bercampur dengan keringat.
The blood of Christ came out together with sweat.
Yang kedua, seluruh tubuh Yesus keluar darah.
The second thing is the whole of the body of Christ also shed blood through the stripes.
Yang ketiga,
and the third,
luka memar tadi yang tertahan di bawah kulit.
The internal injury, the internal bleeding that
itu Christ darah suffered, yang tidak bisa keluar.
That the blood wasn't shed out of the body.
Lalu yang keempat adalah.
And the fourth,
kepala Yesus yang penuh dengan darah.
Is the blood that was shed from the head, from the crown of thorns.
Yang kelima, tangan Yesus yang mengeluarkan darah.
And the fifth one is the blood from the hand of Jesus.
Yang keenam, kaki Yesus yang mengeluarkan darah.
And the sixth one is the blood that came out from the feet.
Dan yang terakhir,
and the last point
adalah tubuh Yesus yang ditombak oleh tentara prajurit. Dan mengeluarkan darah dan air.
Is the blood and the water that flow out from the side that was being pierced by the spear.
Ya, Alkitab mencatat ketika Yesus sudah mati.
The word of Christ says that when Christ was already dead.
Seorang prajurit meyakinkan apakah dia mati atau tidak, lalu dia tombak sekali lagi di tubuhnya.
Yeah, that there was a soldier who want to make sure that whether Jesus Christ is really dead, he used a spear and pierced through the side of Christ, the body.
Nah, tetapi nubuatan menulis bahwa tulang-tulang rusuk Yesus tidak ada yang patah.
But the prophecies in the Old Testament says that none of the ribs, none of the bones of Christ was actually broken.
Okay, kita lihat di sini bahwa Adam yang pertama.
Okay, we can see here that the first Adam.
Ketika Adam sedang tidur.
When Adam was sleeping.
Tuhan mengambil bagian rusuk, salah satu rusuk dari tulang dari Adam.
God took one of the ribs from Christ. From Adam.
Dan Tuhan menjadikan tulang rusuk ini menjadi Hawa.
And God used the ribs of Adam to create Eve.
Hawa?
Eve.
Ya. Yeah. Dan Hawa ini menjadi istrinya.
And Eve become Adam's wife.
Alkitab juga menulis Adam yang kedua.
The word of God also say the second Adam.
Bahwa itu ada menunjuk kepada Yesus Kristus.
That is Jesus Christ.
Firman Tuhan tadi mengatakan Yesus itu mati.
The word of God says that Jesus Christ died.
Tetapi prajurit itu masih pakai tombak untuk menusuk bagian dari antara rusuknya.
Yeah, but the Roman soldiers still used the spear and pierced through the side of body of Christ.
Saya mengambil kata-kata Yesus ketika dia mengatakan kepada Lazarus.
I use the word that Jesus spoke.
Yesus berkata, Lazarus itu bukan mati, tapi tertidur.
Jesus spoke to Lazarus about Lazarus that no, Lazarus actually was not dead, but was asleep.
Nah, saya mau katakan ketika Yesus tidur,
I would like to say that when Jesus sleep,
prajurit itu memakai tombaknya menusuk Yesus.
That this Roman soldiers used the spear and pierced to Jesus Christ.
Sebab kematian bagi orang percaya,
because for those who believe,
itu bukan selama-lamanya.
Death is not permanent.
Itu hanya tidur sementara.
It's only as if sleeping.
Nah, saya percaya ketika Yesus mengeluarkan darah itu,
and I believe when the blood and water came out from the side of Christ,
itulah saatnya, waktunya.
That was the moment, that was the time.
Yesus melahirkan gerejanya.
That the Christ birth forth his church.
Yesus melahirkan pengantin perempuannya.
That the Christ birth forth his bride.
Yang dikuduskan.
That is holy.
Yang disucikan.
That is set apart.
Dan nantinya juga seluruh gerejanya ini
and his prophets and all the whole of the church
akan memerintah bersama-sama dia.
Will rule together with Jesus Christ.
Di kerajaan surga.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Yaitu saudara dan saya.
That is you and I.
Amen.
Amen.
Kita lihat 7 tempat yang berbeda di seluruh tubuh Yesus.
Tonight we see that there are 7 parts of the body of Jesus Christ.
Yang mengeluarkan darah.
That was where blood was being shed.
Semua untuk kepentingan kita semuanya.
Every blood was shed was because of us.
Sehingga begitu sempurnanya.
Until it was so perfectly.
Darah Yesus menguduskan kita.
That the blood of Christ was for us.
Menguduskan, menyucikan kita.
Cleanses us.
Begitu sempurnanya.
It was being cleansed so perfectly.
Sampai hari ini.
Until today.
Dia masih sanggup menyucikan kita.
That he is still willing to cleanse us.
Karena dia ingin membawa gerejanya.
Because he would like to bring his church.
Menjadi gereja yang kudus.
To become a holy church.
Dan ketahuilah saudara.
That do you know, brothers and sisters?
Melalui darah Yesus.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yang tercurah di seluruh tubuhnya.
That's on being shed all over his body.
Otoritas.
The authority.
Wewenang.
The victory.
Ya. Yeah. Kemenangan semuanya.
Ya. Yeah, all victory.
Sudah diberikan kepada kita.
Has already been given to us.
Yang menjadi pertanyaan adalah.
The question is.
Kira-kira. Tubuh Yesus yang mana yang perlu mengeluarkan darah lagi untuk kita?
Which other part of Jesus Christ's body that hasn't shed blood?
Coba renungkan baik-baik malam ini.
Should we think about it?
Kira-kira tubuh Yesus yang mana lagi yang perlu mengeluarkan darah untuk kita?
Which other part of Jesus Christ's body that's needed to shed blood?
Halo. Kira-kira tubuh Yesus mana yang perlu mengeluarkan darah lagi?
Which are the parts of Jesus Christ's body that haven't shed blood yet?
Seluruh tubuhnya.
All of his body.
Sudah dibalut dengan darah.
Is already being covered by blood.
Untuk kepentingan kita.
For our benefit.
Saya percaya.
I believe.
Seperti yang saya katakan tadi.
Like what I've said just now.
Kalau Anda dan saya mengerti.
If you and I understand.
7 tempat di darah Yesus tercurah ini.
That these 7 parts of Jesus Christ's body where the blood was shed.
Saya yakin. Saya percaya.
I believe.
Hidup kita berubah.
I'm sure that our lives will be changed.
Cara kita berpikir berubah.
The way we think will be changed.
Saya yakin.
I'm sure.
Hidup kita.
That our life.
Bukan dengan penuh kekalahan lagi.
Will not be in defeat.
Tapi penuh dengan kemenangan.
But will be filled with victory and success.
Amen.
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 Yesus tidak perlu mengeluarkan darah lagi di tubuh yang lain.
Jesus doesn't need to shed any more blood from his body.
Itu sudah sempurna untuk kita.
It's already being perfected for us.
Mari kita bersyukur kepada dia.
Let us praise him.
Mari kita berterima kasih kepada dia.
Let us give thanks to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ora mashanara takaya rabashin. Kira basya dara kaya rada kaya rada kira kaya rama masyi terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you, Lord.
Terima kasih Tuhan. Engkau sempurna menebus kami. Engkau sempurna sekali menebus kami. Ora basya kurya basya Inda ya radaka ya redekuria bashi. Terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, terima kasih Tuhan. Engkau mengangkat seluruh kemiskinan. Engkau mengangkat seluruh penyakit kami. Engkau mengangkat kehendak diri kami untuk tunduk kepada kehendak Bapa. Terima kasih Tuhan. Terima kasih. Engkau memulihkan kuasa, otoritas. Wewenang untuk kami menginjak kuasa-kuasa gelap, menang atas kuasa gelap. Terima kasih tangan kami, tangan yang dipenuhi keberhasilan bukan kegagalan lagi. Terima kasih Tuhan, tangan kami ketika menumpangkan tangan orang sakit itu menjadi sembuh. Terima kasih Tuhan. Terima kasih Tuhan. Ora bashi de 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 Inaya ramama masyidin. Mari kita bersyukur. Mari kita berterima kasih kepada Dia.
Let's give thanks.
Mari kita berterima kasih kepada Dia.
Let's give thanks to the Lord.
Katakan Tuhan, terima kasih Tuhan.
Say to the Lord, thank you.
Terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you Lord.
Seluruh tubuhmu,
that all of your body,
sudah mengalir darah,
has already shed blood,
untuk kepentinganku,
for our benefit, for
untuk
my benefit,
kepentinganku Tuhan,
for my benefit, oh Lord.
Terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you Lord.
Darahmu masih segar.
That your blood is still fresh.
Hari ini,
today,
untuk menguduskan,
to cleanse us,
menyucikan kami,
to keep us holy,
membenarkan kami,
to give us the truth,
melayakkan kami,
to minister to us,
hampirimu,
so that we may be closer to
you. Bahkan darahmu masih segar hari ini,
that your blood, Lord, is still
untuk
so
mengembalikan
fresh,
wewenang kuasa itu,
to return the authority,
di dalam hidup
power
kami,
to us, into our lives, Lord.
Terima kasih.
Thank you, Lord.
Terima kasih.
Thank
Tuhan.
You, Father.
Terima kasih.
Thank you, Lord.
Terima kasih. Kalau kita ada ini,
if we are here today,
itu karena anugerah Tuhan.
That was because of your
itu
blessing,
karena anugerah Tuhan.
That was because of your blessing.
Itu karena anugerah Tuhan.
Yes, Lord, because of you.
Itu karena kasih karunia Tuhan.
Because of your grace, oh Lord.
Oh Tuhan, Lord, katakan you, terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you, Father Lord.
Apakah saudara percaya?
Do you believe of?
Di dalam darah Yesus,
that in the blood of Christ,
ada jaminan kemenangan.
There's a certainty of victory.
Ada jaminan masa depan yang penuh harapan.
There's a certainty of hope in the
ada
future.
Ada jaminan bahwa hal yang terbaik ada di depan kita.
There's a guarantee that is.
Apakah saudara percaya?
Do you believe?
Bahwa itu akan terjadi dalam hidup kita.
Do you believe that it
itu berlaku dalam keluarga kita?
This will happen in our
itu
family.
Akan terjadi dalam kota kita.
This will happen into our city.
Kepada negara ini.
Into this nation.
Kita percaya.
We must believe.
Di dalam Yesus Kristus.
In Christ Jesus.
Tidak ada batas.
That there is no limit.
Tidak ada limit.
There's no limit.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you Lord.
Terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you Father.
Oh rabash
syara kalayan kalabashura kalabah.
Kinaya radaka
kalabashura kalabah.
Oh haleluya.
Haleluya Lord.
Mari kita bangkit berdiri, mari kita sembah Dia.
And worship.
Berikan
God.
Korban syukur kepada Dia. Katakan terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you Father.
Aku bersyukur di dalam Engkau.
We thank you.
Aku bersyukur di dalam Engkau Tuhan. Aku bersyukur darahmu, oleh darahmu Tuhan,
so
oleh darahmu Tuhan,
blood,
semua kemiskinan sudah diangkat,
that all poverty has been taken away,
penyakit sudah dikalahkan,
all illnesses has been taken
away, kehendakku sudah dikalahkan,
our will has been taken away,
kehendak Bapa yang aku ikuti,
the Father's will we will follow,
Tuhan oleh darahmu Tuhan,
because of your blood Lord,
kegagalan sudah diangkat.
All defeat has been taken away.
Keberhasilan ada di tanganku.
And fruitfulness is in our hands.
Di tanganku ada berkat Tuhan.
In our hands
di tanganku ada berkat.
In our hands is haleluya.
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 Terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you Lord.
Di mana aku berdiri?
Where I stand.
Di mana aku berdiri?
Where I stand.
Otoritas itu ada dalam hidupku.
The authority of you is in our
terima
life.
Terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you Lord.
Terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you Lord.
Haleluya.
Haleluya.
Haleluya. Tuhan terima kasih.
Lord, we thank
aku
you.
Aku milikmu Tuhan.
That we have you Lord.
Aku dikuduskan olehmu.
That we are cleansed by you Lord.
Aku gerejamu Tuhan.
We are your church Lord.
Aku adalah pengantin perempuanmu.
That we are your bride Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen Tuhan.
Lord. Thank you.
Ini hidupku Tuhan.
This is my life
ini
Lord.
Hidupku,
this
Tuhan.
Is my life Lord.
Ini hidupku Tuhan.
This is my life.
Amen, amen. Ada satu pujian yang akan dinyanyikan oleh
tim
saya. I am here because of your grace.
I am here because of your grace.
Anda buka hati aja kepada Tuhan malam ini.
Let's just open our hearts.
Saya percaya Tuhan akan melawat kita. Tuhan akan menjamah kita.
God will visit us.
Tuhan akan menyentuh kita malam ini.
God will touch us.
Tuhan akan memperbaharui kita malam ini.
God will renew us.
Darahnya masih segar hari ini.
His blood is still fresh.
Untuk menjamah, menyentuh kita.
To come and touch us tonight, Lord.
Amen.
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 Ku ada sebab anugerah-Mu. Ku ada karena kasih, karena kasih-Mu, Tuhan Yesus. Ku berterima kasih buat kamu.
ada.
Ku ada.
Tuhan Yesus, berterima kasih.
Berterima kasih buat kasih rahmat-Mu.
Terima kasih.
Terima kasih Yesus. Yesus. Terima kasih. Terima kasih Yesus, Yesus. Terima kasih. Hanya anugerah-Mu buat hidupku sekarang. Ku kan memuji-Mu.
I am here because of your grace. Amen.
I am here because of your grace.
Amen.
I am here because of your love, Lord Jesus. I'm so
I am here. Amen. Amen.
I am here because of your grace.
Terima kasih Tuhan.
I am here because of your love, Lord Jesus. I'm so thankful for your me. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's sing it with our heart.
Jesus.
Not with our mind. Sing it with our heart.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We are here today as saints. We are called to be saints. We are called to be children of God, sons and daughters of Yahweh. It's because of Jesus. Those who do not know Him are not called sons of daughters. unless you go through Jesus. For he said, I am the way, the truth and life. No one's ever said that he is the way to the Father. He is the truth and he is life. It's only Jesus. By his grace. It's his grace. And his love. Brothers and sisters, Jesus shed blood for every one of us. He had so much of wounds on his body. There is not one place that Jesus didn't sweat blood or shed blood for us. Everything inside him was given for us. Everything inside him, the holiness, the truth, the word of God, the life of God, which went on the cross. Everything was given for us. Nothing he reserved for himself. Totally he gave it, everything of himself to us. Nothing. Nothing has to do any longer. There's no more blood to be shed. But all has been done. Done. It's a great honor to be called sons and daughters. It's a great privilege to be called a son and a daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If Jesus was not there, we cannot be called the sons and daughters. We will still be in sin. We will still be in darkness. The light came. He shined for us. He still shines. It's because of Jesus. It's because of Jesus. And his love. And his grace. No man can have any grace like he has. Let's sing the song again. Let's sing it with our hearts. It's because of him we enjoy today. It's because of him we have shelter today. It's because of him we have eternal life. It's because of him. Him alone and no one else. Him alone. Christ Jesus. Let's sing the song again.